Come on, lift your hands. We're going to lift your voices unto your Lord. Bless Him for His mighty goodness, His mighty power, and all that He has done. Hallelujah. Heal the bodies tonight, Father. Touch everyone that needs a healing. Touch the children, the baby, Father. Heal every last one of them. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We believe you for the mighty healing, for the mighty power of your healing. We trust you to do the work, Father. Yahshua's name, we bless you forevermore. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. You know, I tend to say to Elder Martin, because he always stopped by Shabbat, Wednesday. Certainly this is one of those nights, unless there is an unction from Almighty Yahweh, then we cannot or we will not hear from the heavens. That is vitally important in this hour, that we hear what thus saith Yahweh. There are many things that have been sounded today, yet it's not the manifestation or the power of His truth. Men are excellent in their speech. They can speak great swelling words, but it never produced the power of His sanctification, His cleanliness, and His purity. And that is needed in this hour. We need to walk in the Spirit, not in the natural mind, but the spiritual mind. And the Scripture tells us, we can know whether we are walking in the Spirit or in flesh. Scripture tells us that to be carnally minded is death. So we will know whether we are carnally minded or spiritually minded. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So when one walks in the power or under the strength, the delusion of death, there is no desire or no urgency to bless the Father, to acknowledge Him in all things, to be very grateful. He or she has no power or ability because they are dead. Because they are natural and they are carnal. And their natural minds think on natural things. When a man or one is spiritual, there's a life. And there's light that emanates from their souls. And so what we need to do is begin to check our hearts and see whether we are walking in the Spirit. If you are not walking in the Spirit, you're full of death. And so your actions are full of death, your deeds. Everything that you will do, you can sense death in your actions, your deeds, your character, your expression. You simply can't discern death. What about is walking in the Spirit, you sense a life there. You know that there is peace. You know that there is comfort in the midst of great afflictions and trials. Whatever the circumstance may be, He has confidence, He is assured, and there is an assurance in His soul that everything is working according to the will of the Father. And that is the most important thing in this hour, saints. We need to know whether we are walking in the Spirit or we are walking in flesh. And that is a true sign that the Spirit will lead us to one thing, and that is the truth of Yahweh's laws to govern us, to govern our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, to make sure that we are walking according to the will of the Father. We are a people and a generation. We have done just like Israel and Yehuda. We have turned away from all the commandments of Yahweh. And we have turned to our fathers and walked after their statutes and their laws. So we walk after the Baptist tradition. We walk after the Methodist tradition. We walk after the apostolic, the church of God, the church of God in Christ. We walk after those statutes. It's not the statutes of Yahweh. And that is why we can see that He has given them over to worship the hosts of the heavens. Everyone is calling on their gods. The apostolics, the Baptists, the Methodists, the church of God in Christ, the church of God. They're calling on their gods. They do not know Yahweh nor His power. And that's the truth. I was listening to a program today. And this program, The woman was saying, as she was interviewing this 90 degree Mason, he was a 90 degree Mason. I did not know the facts and the things that he was explaining to the listeners. He said, truly, there are only, even in this nation, what they call the 33rd degree Mason and what they call a full-fledged. Now, they are honorary 33 degree Masons, but they are not full-fledged 33 degree Masons. He said, only when you get to that point will you find out who the real God is as the Masons describe him. And you will find out that he is Lucifer. And of course she retorted, she said, it is amazing because now this woman believes in the name of Jesus, Lord. She said, you know it is something because all the religions of the world, they call their God, God. She said, don't you think that we ought to begin to use Yahshua and Yahweh? That is his name, although the woman used Jesus. Yet she realized that there is a proper application for the Father's name. It is not just something that we can sweep under the rug. He's not going to allow us to do that. For his name is a profound name. And he wants his name to be honored, to be feared, and to be reverenced above all names. Every nation call upon their gods. And they have the spirit of their God. And yet we say we know Yahweh, we do not have the Spirit of Yahweh. For it's one thing that the Spirit of the Father does, and the first thing, it leads us and guides us into all truth. That's what it does. It doesn't lead us and guide us in the things that are false. It doesn't lead us in the things that causes us to go deranged. And yet we find this deranged mentality amongst the people. Why? Because they do not truly have the Spirit of Yahweh. We have been empowered by the spirit of religion, by some form of churchianity, but it's not truly the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. For the scripture is precise on, we shall know whether we are endowed by the power and his spirit. And it just did not happen when Messiah came. It was from the beginning because the scripture gives us evidence of that. Now I want to read you a few scriptures tonight, more or less. I have no specific direction, but I will be led by His Spirit. That's the most important thing. I want to read something before I begin. I have some verses here. I do want to read them. But Scripture says in 2 Kings, I want to read two verses here. 2 Kings, chapter 17, and verse 19. This is what it says. 2 Kings, chapter 17 and verse 19. I want to read that. It says, and Judah, kept not the commandments of Yahweh their father. They did not keep his commandments. Now this generation is just like them. It says, Yahudah did not keep the commandments of Yahweh their father. They walk in the statutes, they walk in the laws and the ordinances of Israel, which they made. Do you understand that? They made their own statutes, they made their own traditions and their rituals, they made their own ordinances. Now we find that today in what we call denominations. They make their own statutes, their own laws, they make their own righteousness, and they prescribe to themselves what is righteous and what is wrong. Now that's what Yahudah did. Israel and also Yahudah, they all turned their hearts against the commandments of Yahweh. He said to Israel, I'm going to cast them out of my sight. And because Yahudah did not take warning to that, they went the very same way. And he said, they did not take heed to my commandments or my law. That is this generation. It was one thing that the man said, that Mason said today, that was profound. He said, you can find out all of this information in their libraries. He said, the books are there. It is, the information is quite available for anyone to know it. And so she retorted, why don't the people know? Or why do not they have understanding? He said, because they are lazy. He said, the people are lazy. We are just lazy people. And we will not exercise or do what it takes to become comprehensive of any matter. And that is the truth. That's why he warns us to study the scriptures. Show ourselves approved. And if we truly love him, we will study the scripture. And if we have the Spirit of Yahweh, we will go to the scripture for comfort, because the Spirit must speak the things that he heareth. And because the Spirit in you doesn't hear anything, because there's no time for him, there is no desire for scripture, then we're constantly in the same old call drama, gossiping and speaking things that are fruitless, have no power, no strength, or no anointing at all. When there's a true empowerment of the Spirit, it's going to burn up the chaff. It's going to burn the sin out of the heart of any man or any woman. When you find yourself aggressively in sin, you do not have the Spirit. And this is a generation that walks aggressively in sin. They have no honor for anything. They have no regard for him. They disregard his truth, his Spirit. Now that's this generation. They've turned against the commandments of Yahweh. And they walk after the statutes of their fathers. Their religious feelings. Their religious ordinance. Well, mama taught me that, so it must be good. No, it's not good. What mama taught you was wrong. What daddy inspired your heart with, it was wrong. It may have sound good. It may have been relevant for the moment, but it was wrong. If it's not according to the laws and the commandments of Yahweh, according to his truth, it is wrong. He sent forth the law, and the law is not abandoned. For he did that to show us our transgressions and our sins. And the Spirit of Messiah has brought a light or a manifestation of the law that we can walk in it daily, every day, every second of our lives. We're free from the law of sin and death. We're free from the bondage of our flesh and our natural mind. We can walk in a spiritual mind. And we have not the Spirit of Yahweh. We're none of his. You're not of his. And a man will know whether he has the Spirit, because there's a manifestation of the Spirit in a man's life. It produced fruit. And that is what he's coming back for, fruit. Now you search your own heart and see if you truly have the fruit of Yahweh. First of all, do you truly have his faith, his love, long-suffering, kindness? We find a generation that's full of wickedness and sin, full of their own rebelliousness. They did not keep the commandments of Yahweh. They began to walk in their own rituals and their own laws. That's why, one, they will go to the Pentecostal. They will come here. If it's not appropriate or according to their likes or dislikes, they will go and find something that is more pleasing unto them, with statutes and laws that will grant unto them what they lack. And that's why they go whore hopping. They go from this house to the next house. That's what they will do. They're going to find somewhere. That's why these charlatans will tell you, find a place whereby that you like, or find the church of your choice. There's no such thing. The scripture says that Yahweh add daily unto the assembly such as should be saved. And they may not have been walking in the power of the truth, but they were the such that should be saved. And so that's what they do today. They shop for them. They shop for their, quote, churches, like they do for clothes. They don't like that, they discard it, they don't wear it anymore. So when the preacher says something that is not appropriate, or they do not perceive as favorable to them, then they began to speak against that. That's the wickedness of this generation. That's what they did to Messiah. That's what they did to Stephen when he told them, you stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, you always do resist the Spirit of Yahweh. And that's this generation. It always resists the Spirit of Yahweh. It always resists his laws and commandments. It always resists truth. You can't speak to this wicked generation. It's corrupt, vile. They've established their own statutes. Why? Because they have forgotten the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. And for that purpose, I'm not going to read the entire chapter. I want you to read that. The 17th chapter of 2 Kings. You will see that Yahweh gave them over unto the hosts of the heavens. And they began to worship all kinds of beings. And all kinds of gods. And that's what he has done to this generation. He has given them over unto the hosts of the heavens. They're worshiping all kinds of gods. They're establishing them. They're building their groves unto Baal. They have their gods. They're exalting them. Yet they don't know Yahweh. Because you must keep His commandments and His laws. Why? Because they are the truth of His government. And He has a government. He intends to govern us. And if He governs you, you're going to walk under the auspices of His government. You're not going to bring in your jurisdictions. You're not going to bring in your statutes and your laws. He's not going to allow you to do that. He said, they did not even keep my commandments. They walked in the statutes of their fathers that they made. That they made, not what He made. All right? He says in the 33rd verse, in the 34th, it says, unto this day, and that is the truth. 2 Kings 17:34. He said, unto this day, they do after the former manner. They fear not Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes or after the ordinance or after the laws and commandments which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom He named Israel, and not even to this day. They still will not reverence the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. We say that we are to call out the Israel, the elect of Yahweh, and not even until this day they don't do that. Not even the statutes of their fathers they don't keep. They got new ordinance every day, every hour. They're changing. Their times are new and times are different. No, Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He never changes. And He's not going to change. He's not going to change for any of us. He's given us a commandment and a law. We must obey that. He said, with whom Yahweh had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice unto them. But Yahweh, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, Him shall ye fear. And that's what we should do. We should fear the one that delivered us. And Him shall ye worship, and Him shall ye do sacrifice. That hasn't changed. We present our bodies unto Him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. That is our reasonable service. So the law has not changed one bit at all. We don't have to sacrifice bullocks and goats and heifers. We simply present our body unto Him. And it's alive and living sacrifice. Do you understand when something is alive and it's alive and it's sacrifice? It's not dead. It's alive. And the thing that brings death in the heart of it is their sins, your wickedness and your own rebelliousness against the laws and the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. And when you rebel against that, death is going to ensue you and it's going to overtake you. You can't have the mind of a Messiah walking in sin. You can't have that mind because He did not sin. He did not walk in sin. There was no desire for sin. And this generation loves sin. Rebels at His truth. Rejects His counsel. Has disdain for everything He says. And the reason why? Because they do not have the Spirit. And that is just the simple truth. This what we call the Spirit. It is a false manifestation of religion. That is what it is. We must go to the Scriptures and clarify what the empowerment of the Spirit of Yahweh is. That is where we will know we have the true Spirit. There are many spirits that are going out into the world. Many spirits. Satan, Shatan, transforming himself. His angels into angels of light. And so without the Spirit, we will not even know whether it is genuine or false. That's why we need the Spirit of Yahweh. We have gone after every spirit. We go after gossiping lies and perverted things and corrupt things. And yet when it comes to the pure things, we don't apply our hearts to know them. You're going to have to apply your hearts. You're going to have to love Him. Here it is, love not that we love Him, but He loved us. Just realize that He loved me. Don't tell me you understand the power of love. You don't understand that. Why? Because there's no brotherly kindness. When you are kind, then you come into the point whereby you can understand love a little bit. It's a wicked generation. They think they have it, and yet they don't. That's why Yahweh must purge and reprove us, cleanse us. We're going to have to be cleansed. It's a filthy generation. Now, I want to read something in Scripture. I believe when a man has the Spirit of Yahweh, he will do all that Yahweh commands him to do. I believe that. And so this Spirit, what we have, it doesn't propel us to obey all that He commands us. We want to do things partially. That is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It is not the Spirit, saints. It is our own spirit. You want to do it today, you don't want to do it tomorrow. You're nice today and you're angry the next day. It's not the Spirit of Yahweh. That is a false spirit. It is not righteous. The Spirit of Yahweh doesn't work like that. Yahweh is the same. Messiah said, I will pray to the Father, and the Father will send His Spirit. Why? Because the Father is a spirit. And He doesn't change. He's not funny. He's not moody. He's not crazy. He's always the same. And this false thing we have, it is not the Spirit of Yahweh. And that's just it. We're going to fall and do this. That's not what Scripture says. It says, if a man do sin, we know we have an advocate with the Father. He never gave us permission to go forth and sin. He never granted that unto us. Why? Because if that's the case, the perfect sacrifice means nothing. We are just like those. We're just like those that walked with Moshe, the Jews, the Europeans. We might as well sacrifice our goats and our heifers once a year. Then the sacrifice, what He paid for us, it was not sufficient. And the price that He paid was sufficient. And He come to sanctify us with the word of truth. When something is sanctified, it is clean. It is set apart. Yes. And what these laws have taught us, these lying doctrines, that we are going to sin, we must, we have to, we can, to give us every kind of permission to do wrong, but it never generates that power in our hearts to do right. That's what the Spirit does. That's why He doesn't boast of Himself. He talks of the things that have already been said. The witness that has already come. Because that is the witness of the Father. And He witness of that profound witness. That if He did it, you can too. This is not just some new phenomena. The Scripture says in Ezekiel. I want to read that. Ezekiel. Chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 25. You tell me whether this is the truth. It says, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. Let me start at verse 24. Yahweh said, for I will take you from among the heathens, and gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. He said, when I do that, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. He separated them first. He said, then I'm going to sprinkle clean water upon you. And ye shall be clean. For all your filthiness, from all your filthiness, and from all your idols of your God, I will cleanse you. Did He say some? He said, I'm going to cleanse you from the filthiness of your mind. I'm going to cleanse you. And when we are washed in that water or that truth, that living well, then we are cleansed. We truly haven't gone down and been bathed and been washed. We're trying to compromise with the flesh to say it is all right. We can. Yahweh permit, but He doesn't. He doesn't. He is more than able to keep us. That's why He brought them out into their own place. That they could rely upon no one but Him. They didn't have to rely upon no one but Him. Just doing what He said. And He would have taken care of them. So it is today. We just do what He commands us to do. He'll meet every need. He'll take care of us. We don't do that. It's the sin factor. The lust factor. The greed factor. And that's what prohibit us or prevent us from moving on into that perfection. That power whereby we can stand with Him in heavenly places and know we are before the presence of Yahweh. Don't tell me we sense His presence. Don't tell me you sense that. Don't tell me the mighty anointing come upon you. Because look at you, you're dead. You're plucked up by the root. There's no life in you.
Now it's time out for that sugarcoating. It's time to get down to the real nitty gritty, as they would say. Summertime is coming. It's time to get down now, to get down to the real dirt now, digging in the gardens and all of that. It's time to plow now. He says, and I'm going to make you clean. I'm going to cleanse you from all. And then he says in verse 26, he says, now an old heart, a new heart, also will I give you. Well, what is the heart? He will give you a new mind, a new will, a new understanding. He said, a new heart will I give you and a new spirit. Not your spirit, but a new spirit. This is for his house, a new spirit. That's why Messiah said, I can't leave you without an advocate. I'm going to pray to the Father. And he's going to send his spirit. He says, it's going to be a new spirit. And I will put within you. Not on you, but within you. That's what scripture says. I'm going to put it within you. And I will take away the stony hearts out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. He said, and I will put my spirit within you. Is that not where the spirit of Yahweh dwells? Within us? He said, I'm going to put it within you. And cause you to what? And cause you to walk in my stature, and ye shall keep my judgment, and you will even do them. Now the spirit in you, does it cause you to walk in the statutes of Yahweh? Does it cause you to do judgment, and to keep his judgment? Our hearts are so corrupt. Our judgment is vile and filthy. It's not a pure judgment. Well, Yahweh put his spirit within us. That's the first thing that the spirit does. It will reprove the world of sin. That's what his anointing does. And judgment. It doesn't change. He said, once I anoint you with that, it changes a man's heart. Look at your heart. Has it changed from last week? Has it changed this week? Look at your own corrupt heart. He said, I will give you a new heart. I'll take that stony thing out. Your heart is stony because your countenance is stony. It's one thing about the presence of his power in one. It brings about an illumination in his countenance. I don't care how you feel. It's not predicated upon how we feel. It's not based upon our emotions. It's based upon the principles of his laws. And they're right. And they work. A man's wisdom will cause his countenance to shine. When you have wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh, when your understanding is fruitful about Yahweh, will cause your countenance to even shine. When you're full of death, your countenance cannot shine. But when you get the light of the knowledge of who he is, and the power of this resurrected hope, then your countenance will begin to shine. No, he didn't say he's going to put his spirit on you. He said, I'm going to put my spirit in you. I'm going to put it in you. And once I do that, it's going to give you a new heart. It's going to create a new heart. I'm going to take out that heart of stone now and give you a heart that is pliable. The heart that can be touched. That's why the heart of this generation can't be touched. That's why you there, you sitting here, your hearts can't be touched by nothing. You're selfish, you're wicked. Your desire is to please you. Has nothing to do with the Father because you have not the Spirit of Yahweh in the inside. You get that anointing and then shut. It takes out that stony heart. It takes away that old cart heart, callous heart. It doesn't cause you to speak any kind of way and say anything. It causes you to govern your spirit and your mind. Why? Because you know that your always government is the rule of your heart. Now that's his anointing. Not this trash we call his anointing. This thing calls you to do everything. It caters to nothing, panders to nothing but the flesh. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost and everything it prays for is fleshly. It never prays for that spiritual anointing. It never prays for that new mind, the new heart, the new spirit, the wisdom of understanding. It never prays for that. It causes the mind to be drawn close to him. He is touched. Only then can he truly touch one then. Only then can he truly touch him. We haven't had that mighty touch that we need from Almighty Yahweh. Now I want to turn quickly to Matthew. Chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. He's going to put his spirit within. And when he does that, it will cause you to walk in his statutes.
That's what it will cause you to do. It has given us commands and statutes. It will cause us to walk in His laws. You walk against what He... Let me tell you something. When the Scripture tells you what to do, and you do something that is contrary to that, and you know it's wrong, you don't have the Spirit of Yahweh within. That's just the truth. You can reject me. You can get angry. That's just the truth. What His Word says, His statutes, His commandments, in this book, and He commands us to do that. And He tells us what to do, and when we cannot walk in that, we don't have the Spirit of Yahweh in us. You're carnally minded. And it brings separation between you and the Father. And everything you do, it will bring separation. You sense no closeness, and we just don't sense that today. We don't sense that. You can sit here like a hypocrite and say, oh, I'm close. No, you're not where you should be. Israel was not where they were supposed to be. Why? Because they were walking in the statutes of their fathers. They're walking in their religious minds. In their own counsel. There's a spirit of counsel. And He counsels us according to the commands and the laws of Yahweh. That's why you can say anything out of your mouth today. Doesn't cause any fear. You can speak any kind of way. Doesn't cause any fear. Wives can talk to their husband anyway. Husbands to their wives, no fear at all. Don't tell me that's Yahweh's anointing. It's not the Spirit of Yahweh. Young ones can say what they want to the elders. That's not, don't tell me that's Yahweh's anointing. You have a false spirit in you. It's not Yahweh's anointing. You need His anointing. You need to be washed. You need Him to sprinkle that cleanse water, that water on you to cleanse you. Cleanse your mind and your heart. Now I want to find out this the truth here. Matthew chapter 3 verse 11. Yohanan said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. He said, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. He said, first of all, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Not only with the anointing, but with fire. Now look at what the fire of this mighty power of His Spirit does. We haven't received this fire baptism. We received a religious baptism. He says, whose fan is in His hand, and He will thoroughly purge the floor. That's what He will do. He will make sure the floor is clean, and He will gather His wheat in the garner. But He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now that's what the Spirit does. This fire anointing. It burns up the dross, the sin, the corrupt things in us. It consumes it with the fire of the vengeance of the Almighty Yahweh. Why, that a new heart. We can't have an old heart that loves the things that are carnal and natural. He has to give us a new heart. In order for Him to do that, He got to cleanse that trash out of us. He got to burn that up. And that stuff in us that hasn't been burned up, saints. And it must be burned up. And that's what the Spirit of Yahweh does, this fire. It burns it up. It eradicates that out of us. That's what it does. You can't talk like you talked yesterday. You can't do the things you did last week. You can't do that. Well, you can talk and do things without any fear. You tell me you've been led by the Spirit, and you say the Spirit of Yahweh, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy against Him to say the Spirit of Yahweh leads you to do that. It's not. The spirit of your own mind. The spirit of your corruption. It's that whore spirit. That Jezebel spirit. It's not the Spirit of Yahweh. It will lead us into all truth. That's the only thing the Spirit will lead you into all truth. It will lead you into all truth. It leads us into all truth. That's what it does. We can't blaspheme Him and say that this is Yahweh's anointing. He said when Messiah comes, when He comes, He's going to baptize you with the anointing. And He's going to have a fire to purge and to cleanse and to sanctify us. He's going to do that. You don't see in Scripture where those men, when they went forth, where they sinned. You don't see that. You don't see that, saint. You don't see what Shaul or Kephar or Yokohana. You don't see what they said. You don't see what Stephen said. He spoke with such a mighty power and a fire that they killed him. An innocent man. No sin in him.
He was a man of reputation. He wasn't a liar. He wasn't a thief. He wasn't a slow belly. He wasn't a slothful man. He was a man of reputation. Nicor, they were all men of reputation. Mighty men of power. Full of the Spirit. They were full of wisdom. They were not taken by the snares of the enemy. They were not brought under sin and the bondage of sin. They lived free from sin. Why? Because their mind was steadfast on Him. Their conscience was the mind of Almighty Yahweh. They let that mind of Messiah, that same mind, it was in them. And they didn't sin. That's why when He spoke that profound message, they had to kill Him. They stopped their ears. Rat upon Him. And bit Him and gnashed Him with their teeth. And stoned Him to death. That's what they did. He's not a sinful man. He wasn't an adulterous man. A lying man. A charlatan. He told them their sins. He dealt with their corrupt hearts. He told them their vileness. At what religious minds they had. And that's what they had. Just like your fathers. Which are the prophets. That they didn't kill. You do the very same thing. And their arrogance, their staunch-heartedness, they hated that. He rose up against Him and stoned Him to death. He had no sins. He wasn't walking in sin. He wasn't corrupt. He was a man that had an impeccable reputation. He was a man that was full of the Spirit. He was full of Yahweh's anointing to preach that kind of message. And death to overtake you like that, he had to be full of the anointing. You can't see where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can't see where they sin. You can't see where they bow down to the gods in the plains of Dura. They knew that Yahweh was able to deliver them. They understood that. And the fire was a test of their purity. And the fire that is going to come is a test of our purity. To see whether we have the pure spirit in us, the pure word of Yahweh, or we have some religious spirit in us. Little trials try you. You revert to your flesh. You grab strength from your flesh. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. That's enmity against Him. That's a friction there. You don't even have to wonder what you will say. Even in the midst of your enemies. Why? Because of the self same hour you have the spirit will tell you what to say. You don't need to figure it out. He will tell you exactly what to say. Now that is not this generation. He's always figuring out what he's going to say because it's corrupt and wicked. That's what it is. It's a vile generation. Yeah, that anointing will cause the fire. When he baptized you with that fire, you know, as the old folks said, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You will have the spirit of Yahweh. And that fire would burn the shaft up. It consumes the sin. That's what shaft is, sin. It's worthless. It will consume it. We can find sin in our hearts and have the willingness to do and to walk in disobedience. Something is wrong in your mind. But there's a willingness to carry it out and to perform it. That's just like a young man knowing that fornication is wrong. When he has the willingness to perform that and to carry it out, although he may be in an awkward position, and yet he flees. But when a man finds himself in a position that there's a mind to carry that out, something is wrong in his spirit. It's a wicked generation. It's one that is adulterous and wicked. No purity in the hearts today. Not the young ones, the old ones. That's why Yahweh must take us out of the midst of this corrupt, wicked world. That's why he had to bring Israel out and set them apart. There must be an apartness, a separation. And he showed them that there was a separation between them and those of the other gods that he said, you remember the Shabbat? That's a separation there. That's an apartness there. He said, I want you to separate from their rituals and the way they do things. He never allowed them to walk like the heathens did. But they walk like the heathens because they had turned away from his commandments and his laws. And the Spirit of Yahweh never turns you away from His commandments. It turns you to them. It never turns you to your flesh and resort to your flesh. It never turns you to the strength of your flesh. It takes no confidence in the flesh. It doesn't even trust in the flesh. And you trust in your own ability, you are a wicked thing.
He's our strength. He's our ability. He's the one that makes us able. Look what scripture says in Micah chapter 3. In the Old Testament. Micah 3. I want to read this. The word of the Yahweh came unto him. He said, you tell the elders to hear what I speak. That's what he said. You tell the elders to hear. He says in Micah chapter 3 verse 8. Look at what the word of Yahweh says. He said, but truly I am full of power. Is that what it says?
Yes.
I'm full of power by what?
The Spirit.
The Spirit of who? Yahweh. Messiah said, I will pray that he will send you another comforter.
Yes.
He said, I'm full of the power by the Spirit of Yahweh.
Yes.
I'm full of judgment.
Yes.
And of might.
Yes.
To declare unto Jacob his transgressions. And unto Israel his sins. He said, I'm full of that power. Now that's the strength of any prophet, any anointed man of Yahweh.
Yes.
He is able to declare unto the house their transgressions and their sins. He said, I'm full of the power of the Spirit of Yahweh.
Lord.
And so when you have the fullness of that power, it will declare unto you the sins, your transgressions,
yes,
your wickedness, your faults. Isn't that surprising that how? We think we have the Spirit with great anointing, and we can never see our faults and our sins. You can't see the corruption, your ways. You think they are right, all the ways of a man. They're pure in his own sight. But Yahweh, he pondereth the Spirit. He weighed the worth of a man's soul. And yet even in our wrong, we call it right. Even in our corruption, we make it right. Because we're not full of the power. We're not full of His power by His Spirit. And that's the only way you're going to be full of the power. And that's by His Spirit. That hasn't changed. Same now like it was then. He said, I'm full of the power of Yahweh, by the Spirit of Yahweh, and of judgment, and of might, to declare your transgressions, and let you know you're in sin. You are in sin. He said, hear this, I pray, you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and the prince of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all justice or equity. You are supposed to be the head, and yet you hate judgment? You hate judgment? We are supposed to be a spiritual house? You are supposed to be a head? You hate judgment? You hate judgment? You don't want no judgment at all? You don't want Yahweh to judge you? You don't want no words of judgment? You despise any kind of judgment? You say you have the power of the head? He said, you let them know they hate judgment. And they despise. They're so corrupt that they don't want any equity. They don't want no equity. It's all about myself. And those that I prefer. That's not the Spirit of Yahweh. There's only one body. There's only one body. There's only one body. One body. Your physical body is a body. It may have many members, but it's one. Five fingers on this hand, five on the other. But it's still part of the one body. It's still part of the one body. Yet a man that truly loves himself, he will love his body. I don't care what it looks like. He's not going to do anything offensive to it. He's not going to take a hammer or some saw and cut off his hand because it's ugly. I'm certainly not going to do that. And so it is with those, with the things of Yahweh. It's no different at all. He said, you heads, you hear. Why? Because you need to understand the position you're in. You can't despise the judgment of Yahweh. And we despise that. Let someone judge us. We get very offensive. We get very angry. We're ready to fight and to defend this wicked flesh. And when Yahweh sends judgment to correct you, to bring strength unto you, correct me with thy judgment, Yahweh, and not in thine anger. Your ways are wrong.
There's only one right way. And that's being led by the Spirit. There's only one right way. We've been led by the Spirit of Yahweh. When the Spirit of Yahweh leads one, it leads the other the same way. And sin that we commit, we say we are led by the Spirit, not so. How can it lead one to do right and lead you to do wrong? And that's his Spirit? No, it isn't, saints. We missed the mark. And what we've got to do is redeem the time. He's trying to bring us to that place whereby we can hear his voice. We're going to have to hear his voice in this hour. And that's the truth. There are many strange voices out there. And they all seem right. We're going to have to hear him. Not what mama says or daddy says. We're going to have to hear what thus saith Yahweh. Not what religion says. Not what your feeling says. We're going to have to hear what thus saith Yahweh. We're going to have to hear him and obey what he says. Not what can folks say. Not what sons and daughters say. Not what mama, daddy say. But what does the father say? We're going to have to hear him. It may cause you to lose your life too. It may cause you to lose a lot of things. But what is that worth anyway? It's not worth anything anyway. Not any of it. Not any of it is count worth anything. Nothing. Get what it is. He said, I want you to hear. Pray ye heads. You don't do that. He said, first of all, you hear this. I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob and the prince of Israel, that you hate judgment and pervert all justice or equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. They build their little whorehouses, their little assemblies on sin. They allow every kind of sin to take place. You can go there and do anything you want to. It ought not to be, my friends. It shouldn't be. Don't tell me that Messiah. We must consider him. We walk in the same footsteps he walked in. And he did not sin. And we can come to that same strength and knowledge full of the power of Almighty Yahweh. We can do right every time. Every time. Talk right. Act right. We can't do it. And that's the truth. He has not given us a command that is hard to do. That's why he sent his son Messiah. To make us free from the bondage of the flesh that brings us into that captivity of darkness. Separated from him. The Messiah has come to bring light of the fullness of the power of the Father. He said all authority in heaven and earth is given unto me. All power. All authority. He has all authority, saints. All authority. It's been granted unto him. He said the heads therefore. Verse 11. He said they judge for reward. That's what they judge for favor, for rewards. Will not tell us our sins and our corruption. And the priests thereof, they teach for hire. Are they not doing that today? Six years they have their commitment or their contractual obligations. They pay them large salaries. That's what scripture says. The priests are for hire. They work for money. That's what they work for. They work for money today. No, they're not working for 20,000 a year. They want 150, 200, 300,000 million dollars a year. He said the prophets, they divide or they speak for money. Yet will they lean upon Yahweh and say, is not Yahweh among us? None evil can come upon us. Therefore, shall Zion, for your sake, you're going to be plowed. For your sake. That's what we have done. He said, you're going to be plowed now as a field. That's what Zion is going to have to be plowed. And that's what he's going to do in this hour. He's going to have to plow it. He's going to have to plow it. You can't diss this. You got to plow it. You must plow this. He said, for Zion's sake, you're going to be plowed. Why? Because you've let every kind of vile thing, every kind of weed, every kind of unclean thing, it has been sown, and it's hard in this old earth. Your heart, you that are hard, your heart is hardened, your spirit is hard, you hard against yourself, you hard against others, no softness, no tenderness. He said, I'm going to plow you. Whatever it takes, he's going to plow you. Bed of affliction. He's going to plow you. Death, he's going to plow you. He is going to plow you. He said, for Zion's sake, I'm going to have to plow you.
Because you have not walked in my statutes and my laws. You have not desired to know me. And for that, I'm going to plow you. And whatever it takes for him to plow you, he is going to plow you. If you have to bring it down to a piece of meat, he's going to do that. He is going to plow Zion. And if we say we're in Zion, he is going to plow you. He is going to plow you. And we'll watch this one thing about that you start that plowing. It's hard when you start some of those fields, even that big tract that we got, it'll cause that to bog down. You got to get down to the source of the water. You got to plow deep in the earth. And he said, I'm going to plow you, Zion. I'm going to plow you. And it's going to take the plowing in this hour to get these weeds out of our lives. This sin, this corruption, those are the weedy things that wrap around your spirit and your heart. And you constantly do those things. You know, the brother said to me, Pastor Robert, we need to do something about those morning glories at Bridge Garden. Well, sure we do. They come back every year, don't they? I don't care how you go out there and pull. The more you pull, the more they spring up. You think you've eradicated them? You go back the next day and they're everywhere. So it is in our spiritual life. Yahweh reproves us, shows us our sins, and we will do the very same thing the next day. The same spirit springs up in us with no shame or no fear at all. He said, now I'm going to plow you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to plow Zion. And that is what he's going to do, my friends. He's going to plow Zion as a field. And Jerusalem shall become heat. And the mountains of the house of the high place of a forest. You understand what a heap is? We got heaps out there in the field. And the only way you get rid of them, you got to burn them. That's the way you get rid of those heaps, those piles of weeds and trash. You got to set a fire to them. And he's going to have to set a fire to this house. That's what he's going to have to do. And he is going to do that, saints. We're not going to continue to walk the way we walk. We're not going to continue to do the things that we've done. It's not pleasing unto the Father. It's not pleasing at all. Messiah did all to please the Father. We have no conscience of pleasing him. We're all about pleasing ourselves and our flesh. We don't even think about him. We don't even do things prayerfully. We don't even consider him. We don't even pray. Why? Because he's not your head. So you do things by your own will and your own leading. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. And that is the truth. It is not his spirit. We need to get that anointing. We need to get his spirit. The reason you can't receive it is because you're just like the world. No, the world cannot receive his spirit. And when you're worldly, you can't receive it. When you're in the bond of your world of iniquity, you cannot receive his spirit. You can't. And that's why we can't receive it. That's why we can't receive this fire down in our souls to keep us clean. He is not playing with us, saints. Religion has messed us up so bad. Do we actually think he's playing along? He is not. He took Israel out and he destroyed them. He killed them. Sure he did. For their sins. Going after every kind of strange spirit there is. And that's what we do today. Every kind of strange spirit. It sounds right, then it's right. It's not right. It seems right, but it's not right. It may look right, but it's not right. Not at all. Scripture says in Yohanan, John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I want to read this. We say we love him. He says, John 14, Yohanan, verse 15. He said, if ye love me, then you keep my commandments. You do what I tell you to do. If you truly love him, you will keep his commandments. He said, I will pray to the Father, I will pray the Father, and he shall send you, he shall give you another comforter, that Yahweh's spirit or he may abide with you forever. He said, now even the spirit of truth now, which the world cannot receive. You're worldly, you cannot receive the spirit of truth. That's why we fight against truth. We fight against his commandment, his laws, his name. Why? Because the world cannot receive the spirit of truth. He said, oh, whom the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. And the world cannot receive the spirit of truth. The world cannot receive the spirit of truth. We go back to Stephen when he began to speak by the spirit of truth. The word said he was full of the spirit. So he had to speak by the spirit of truth. And when he began to tell them their sin, that world, they rejected that. And they killed him. You can't tell this world their sins. You can't tell you your sin because you're worldly. Your mind is worldly. Your thought, your heart is worldly. It's carnal. It's not spiritual. The least little thing offends you. You get upset about everything, about nothing. Don't tell me that's the spirit of Yahweh. There was no guile found in Messiah's mouth. I don't care what they accuse him of. There was no guile in his mouth. He didn't speak fresh with him. He held his peace. The world cannot receive the spirit of truth. Well, you cannot receive the spirit of truth. Well, what is that truth? Well, it speaks the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. It shows you your transgression. It brings forth a law, a commandment to show you where you're falling and where you need to come up. And you can't receive that. You don't want anything to show you where your heart lies. You don't want that. And yet, worldly mind will not allow you to receive that. And that's the way we are. We don't want to receive the spirit of truth. Well, I don't think it takes that. It takes more than that. If you think it doesn't take that, it takes more than that. I don't believe we have to go to that extent. Well, I'm telling you, you have to go beyond that. You must. Because your carnal mind hates anything that causes it any kind of discomfort. Your flesh despises anything that causes it any kind of discomforting. We don't want to be discomforted in anything. In our feelings, our emotions. We don't want to be discomforted. We rail. We lash out. You got to show Yahudah their sins. Their transgressions. We need to find out our transgressions. We need to find out how we're transgressing against the Father. We need to find out what things are in our hearts. We truly need to. We truly need to. That we may be empowered. We may be full of the power of Almighty Yahweh by His Spirit. And when you're full of that power, you're able to resist the powers of hell. The reason we can't resist nothing of darkness today, because we will not submit to His laws, His commandments. We will not submit to His authority, His instruction, His counsel, His wisdom. We will not submit to anything. You submit to Yahweh, you can resist the powers of hell, and He will flee. I believe that. And because we will not do that, we can't resist nothing. Our lusts, our lies, our sins. We are in an hour today, my friends, where the devastation is going to fall on this nation like nothing. I know we don't believe that. But it's going to fall. It's going to overtake this nation. And she's going to reel to and fro. And she's going to weep. She's going to weep. She's going to weep. Whereby they're not going to be in tears to weep. And that's the truth. She has sown to the flesh. And out of the flesh she's going to reap corruption. That's all this nation does, sow to the flesh. And that's all you do, sow to the flesh. And that's why our minds are corrupt. Our thought, our love is corrupt. That's why I tell you, don't love me with that. You can love yourself with that. You can't love yourself. Will you allow every kind of corrupt thing to fill your heart? Will you allow every kind of corrupt spirit to take power in you? Don't tell me you love yourself. So how can you even love me? You don't even know what love is. And that's the truth. You're going to have to be taught what love is. That's why he even tell you elderly women to teach these young women how to love their children, how to love their husbands, and how to take care of the house. Don't tell me they know how to love their husbands. Because they don't. Love doesn't consist of the bed. It's more to love than that. Love produces strength at the inner man. That's what it does. For Yahweh so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's the only power to give us strength that we can walk in this anointing, walk in this assurance. That's what love does. It brings about strength. It builds bona fide character when love does. When a mother truly loves her children, a daddy loves his children, it builds character in them. It builds strength in their lives. Don't tell me we understand the power of love. You understand some physical emotion. But it isn't love. It isn't love at all. That's trash. That's trash. Yeah, I know the world loves its own. You tell me, I don't want the world's love. Because that is not genuine. That is not genuine. That's what he does. And that's what he does because he loves us, so he intended to build character in us. He intended to build strength in us. That's why he intended to put his spirit in us so we can be full of his power and full of his judgment. Come on, you're full of his judgment. You can get every beam, every kind of mote, every beam out of your eye.
And then you can see clearly out of any brother, any sister. You can clearly see. Why? Because judgment that starts at the house. And you have judged your own heart. You know your sins, your wrongs, and your hypocrisy. You can't help someone. That's why you can't help no one. You can't be an assistant. You can't lift no one up. Why? Because of your own sins. You have not judged them righteously. Yet you condemn your brother, your sister. Yeah, that love creates the character of the Father. It brings about a profound character. That's what it does. When a husband loves his wife, it creates a great strength in her. When a wife loves her husband, it creates a strength in him. Sure it does. That's why they got to be taught. They have to learn. But their arrogance, their pride, they don't want nobody to teach them anything. If they teach them how to love their husband, teach them how to love their children, teach them how to be keepers of their homes. That's what Scripture says. That's what the Spirit spoke through Saul. You teach the young women, you elderly women, you be sober. Don't be foolish. You be sober so you can teach. I don't care if you don't love in no one bit at all. I don't want your love. I don't want that kind of love. It ain't genuine. It's not real. It says in chapter 14, verse 17, it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom which the world cannot receive. They cannot receive it. That worldly mind of yours cannot receive this Spirit, because it seeth him not, neither know him. He said, but ye know Yahweh, for he dwell with you, and he shall be in you. You know whom Yahweh is, because he's with you. And he's going to dwell in you. Messiah said, I will pray to the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. He's going to send his Spirit. It covers us even in the trials, the battles. That's what it does. Spirit of truth speaks truth. Doesn't speak lies. It doesn't lead us in error. It leads us into the truth. That's all it leads us into, truth. That's it. That's it. Now we need to get full of the power of Yahweh. And full of the Spirit. That's what we need today. He gives the Spirit unto those that obey him. That's what he does. He gives the Spirit unto them that truly obey him. We have not been an obedient people. We have not obeyed him. We walk after the own perniciousness of our own hearts. That's just the truth, saints. He's going to have a people that's separated. I'm telling you. We're going to be a people that is separated. There will be no love for this world. We're going to love him. We will not care about this world, the things in the world. We won't care about those things. We'll care about doing his will above anything and everything. Nothing else will matter to us. Not even life. We're to please him. We want him to be satisfied with us. Yet we're consumed with everything. Consumed with everything, but no time to be consumed by him. That's just the truth. We need to begin to govern our hearts and try the Spirit within our own hearts. And see if this is the Spirit of truth. If that Spirit that leads you, see if that's the Spirit of truth. Or if it's the Spirit of error. Spirit of error. And that's the truth. I want to jump down to the 15th chapter. Verse 23. Messiah said, He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I have not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sinned. But now have they both seen these works, and they hate both me and my Father. They see what I've done, but yet they still hate the both of us. He said both me and my Father. That's what he says, doesn't it? Yeah. Hate both now. Yeah. Not just me, but hate me and my Father. Yeah, right. He said, but this coming to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written in the Scriptures. They hated me without cause. They hated me without cause. He said, but I want to tell you something, but when the Comforter is come, which I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. Why? Because it proceeded from the Father. He said, he shall testify of me. He shall testify of me. He had no sins. He didn't sin. He obeyed the Father. He kept the commandments and the laws of the Father. And he did not sin. He said, and ye also shall bear witness, or you will have tested, you will also testify, because ye have been with me from the beginning. You will have a witness. And you will know whether this is the Spirit of Yahweh or not. If it comes speaking something that is far unto you, you will know it's not the Spirit. You will know that I have not sent this Spirit. You will know it has not come from the Father. You will know that it has no power at all. Yet we don't know today. And that's the truth, Sage. Why? Because we don't stay with him. We don't. He said, you have been with me from the beginning. We don't stay in Scripture. And that's a sad thing. We don't have no time for him. You got time to sleep and eat. Got time to wallow. Got time to do nothing. Not any of us. All of us here have time to study Scripture. You got time to go house to house and gossip. Throw the book open. And began to read from the book. A Scripture that inspired your heart. And you can talk about that. You talk about foolish and fruitless things that makes you have no power at all. That's why he wanted them out of the world and separated. Why? Because they could talk of him and about him. The world is not going to talk about him. This religious world is not going to talk about him. All they're going to talk about, I'm blessed. Oh, the Lord is good to me. He's given me much. They're not going to talk about the power of his sincerity. And that is his judgment to cleanse us and to take us from the power of sin. They're not going to talk about that. And that's just the truth. They're not going to talk about that. They talk little sweet things. Oh, he blessed me with this. He gave me this. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Let's say that. And they're not even blessed. When a man is blessed, he's full of the peace of Yahweh. He's full of his goodness. That's the blessed man. Cadillac is not a blessing. A house is not a blessing. Not at all. You got to take care of it. The termites may get it. You got to pay house insurance and all of that. Cadillac get dents. You got to wash it. You got to keep it clean. That's not a blessing. But a man is blessed. He has the fullness of Yahweh's knowledge and strength. That's the blessing. He has a hope in Messiah. That's the blessing. And his heart is full with that every day. Whether he has shoes on his feet or not, he has the fullness of that blessing. His heart is assured. He takes comfort in that above all things. That's the fullness of the blessing. Not because you got a $50 suit on or $500 pair of daily shoes. That is not the blessing of Yahweh. That doesn't constitute the blessing. And so that's all the world talks about. I got this. That doesn't mean nothing. I'm full of his truth. I'm full of the spirit of truth. That's the blessing. Whereby you can know the truth. And you're free from the things that bring them into bondage in this world. You're free from those things that bring you under the bondage to labor at the servant. Yahweh never intended for that. He took them out of Egypt, brought them out in the wilderness that they may serve and worship him. That they may serve and worship him. That's what he did. He doesn't want us in Babylon. He wants us out. He doesn't want us under that oppressive power of that spirit. He wants us free to worship and to serve him. That's what he wants. That's what he plans for us. To be a people that is separated and apart from this wicked world. He's going to have that. He's going to have it. That's why he's going to plow Zion. He's going to plow it up. He's going to plow it over. He's going to turn it over. He's going to plow it. He's going to disc it. And all the heaps of the fields, he is going to set them on fire. That's why he's plowing you now, so he can get the heaps down in your soul, and he can allow the fire to consume up those heaps. It's going to have to be. Our lying, corrupt ways, our wicked ways, never bring about any truth. We need the spirit of truth. And truth is honesty. You'll be honest. You'll be honest with your brothers and sisters. You won't be false, you'll be honest. That's a wonderful thing. Who wants a wife that is not truthful? Who wants a husband that is not truthful? Who wants that? Who wants children that are not truthful? You want them to be truthful. You don't want them telling you lies. You want them truthful about what everything. Why? Because when a man has no sin in his heart, he can be truthful about everything. Ain't nothing I need to hide. Not one thing at all. Ain't nothing I need. Nothing at all. I don't have to hide one thing.
That's what the Spirit of Truth will do. Don't have to hide nothing. Nothing to hide. I'm hid in Him. It's His righteousness. So I don't have to hide anything at all. And that's what the Father wants. We need the Spirit of Truth. Not the spirit of lies and deceit. The Scripture talks about many spirits. We need that Spirit. You need to get on your face and truly seek the Father. You need to begin to open the book. Open the book. And seek Him. Seek His knowledge. It's true. That's, we need that today. We need that. We had enough of everything else. But that is what we need. That Spirit of Truth. He will guide us into all truth. No lies at all. He doesn't guide us into lies. He doesn't guide us to tell lies. He doesn't guide us to conspire. No, He doesn't. He guides us to tell the truth. That's why your worldly mind can't receive it. Because you don't believe it, because you don't see it, you can't receive it. If I see it, then I believe it. No, you would not. I see the skies out there. Do I believe He made it? Yeah, I know He made it. Because He said it. I see the stars of it. He made them. I know He did. Even this old carpet, He has made from what He made. I know He made it. I know He did it. We need His Spirit of Truth. You'll feel with that, you'll be honest. You can live honest with every man, every brother, every sister. You will have no falseness or anything in you at all, but you will live honest before Almighty Yahweh. And that is the truth. We need to be full of the power of His Spirit. We need that in this hour, above all things. We need that. Now, saints. Now. That's what we need. We can walk honest before each other. Not being false, but sincere. That's not your way. Me to be sincere with that one and be false with this one. Me to be false with that one and be sincere with him. That's not right. That's the Spirit of Yahweh. Not His anointing. And this shallow stuff that we call love is not love. You can throw it away. You can throw that trash away. Don't love me with it. I don't want that. You have to be taught love. That's the truth. Young women have to be taught how to love your husbands. That's just it. That's what Scripture says. Teach them. Undoubtedly they didn't know and they don't know. Teach them how to love their husbands. And we're going to have to be taught that. That's right. That's right. When a woman loves her husband, that's a great strength she supplies to him. And nothing he can't do when she loves him. That's the truth. And you got to be taught how to do that. You got to be taught that. When a man loves that woman, boy, there's a great anointing. She's noticed even in the marketplace. Men notice her. What a great anointing she has. What a purity she has. And that's the truth. Is that because you can buy her a Cadillac? A $500,000 house? That ain't love. Had nothing to do. That doesn't constitute love. Bring up in the knowledge and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. That's the strength in your home. Why? Because you walk in the Spirit of Truth. And truth fill your house. That's an anointing. It's in your youngins. It's upon you. It's upon her. That's what the Father wants. We need that anointing, that Spirit of Truth. We need that anointing. Not this religious anointing we've had. That is not the anointing. No, it isn't. We brought this trash from every kind of spectrum, every place, everything we've learned. That's why He's got to plow us. So you turn the topsoil over. When you plow something, you turn all this all over, see? That's what He's doing. He's going to have to, He's turning everything over. Sure is. Even with His name, He turned a lot of things over. Sure He did. He began to plow. Sure His name, it turns things over. You go down and you pull up that soil and you turn it up with the top soil. And then you take a disc and you go in there and you kind of smooth it out. Blend it in. That's what you do. And so that's what the Father's going to do. Do it, Father. That's the only way He's going to be able to save us. And to keep us. He's going to have to plow us. That is the only way. He is going to have to plow us because this is a fallow ground. We are hard people. We are very stubborn people. And we don't want nobody telling us anything or instructing us in anything. And yet we will not even study to find out whether it is so. We don't want anyone to do that to us. May Yahweh give us strength, peace. May He give us the fullness of His anointing, His Spirit. But we're going to need that in this hour. We're going to need it. America is going to fall. She's going to fall. And that's the truth. She's in such debt, $7 trillion worth of debt. Where is the money? Mr. Greenspan told them today, well, 70 million. 70 million baby boomers are coming up for Social Security. You better cut it now and tell them they can expect but so little, or we in big trouble. This nation is in trouble, Saint. I'm telling you. They talk about gas, they talk about this year, it will go over $3 a gallon. The Saudis have no oil to pump. The infrastructure is in chaos. It's a greedy nation. It's a nation of lust. And it's going to be hard on this nation. That's why Yahweh, He wanted His people out of this cauldron of sin. What these brothers, what you all saw up there in Detroit is just a microcosm of what's going to happen. If He allows it to happen right there in Haiti, don't think it's not coming to this nation. It is coming to America. It is coming to America in Pageland and Jefferson, the same spirit. And Detroit is coming to Pageland and Jefferson and Monroe. Marshville is coming. And that's the truth. That's the truth. As they watch you up there, our only strength is that we will watch one for another. That's our strength. Not watching against each other. Or watching one for another. They watch against each other in places like that. That's our strength and our hope, Saint. Without that, we're going to be in trouble. Destitute is coming on this nation because they want none of His counsel. They don't want the counsel of Yahweh. They don't want His reproof. They get angry. They get upset. They get mad. We don't want that today. We reject that. Say, not for me. For me, Father. Whatever it takes, I want it. I mean that. I'm not putting on a show here. I want to live right. Whatever it takes, I want to do it. You tell me, Father. As old saints will say, wherever you send me, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I know what He wants me to do. Just obey Him. Obedience. Ain't nothing like it. I'd rather obey Him than wives, sons, daughters. I'm going to obey Him. For there is where my strength is. In obedience unto Him. What's the hard thing? No, the way of your transgression has made it hard for you because you're such a transgressor. You're full of sin and wickedness. That's why things are hard. That's why it's difficult. Because you are a transgressor. The way of a transgressor is hard. But a man transgresses, it's hard. Everything he does, it is hard. May Yahweh give us strength and bless us. And keep us all in this hour. For we are going to need that. We find hope in His truth. And that truth is the Messiah has given us hope. And we may see the Father. What a beautiful thing that's going to be. That we may see the Father. I long for that day. Life here is just a temporal thing. Scripture tells us to honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear the King. Please will honor all men. That's what we should do. We honor all sisters. The young ones, you submit to the older sisters. Serve them. That's right. That's how you do it. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. I'm encouraged tonight, saints. I really am. What He said, Father in all things, we bless you tonight. Bless your people. Go with them, I pray in Messiah's name. Give them strength, understanding, and peace of mind. I pray in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah.